Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Swing state stuffing in Wisconsin.
I say the gloves are off.
And Pennsylvania.
We should listen to the scientists, not to the president.
Florida flooding.
That water is probably about 4 foot deep.
And 50 years since the death of Jimi Hendrix. Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with a CBS World News Roundup. The gloves are off for campaign 2020, and we're not just talking about the candidates. Government scientists are challenging the president's timeline for a COVID-19 vaccine, while a former advisor to the vice president is questioning the administration's motives for getting it done quickly. Our coverage begins with CBS's Weijia Jiang.
We will deliver a safe and effective vaccine before the end of the year.
President Trump once again pushed his claim that the general public will have access to a coronavirus vaccine within weeks.
The FDA, where they approved it fast, they went very fast.
Multiple former senior administration officials tell CBS News there are concerns the FDA will act under political pressure from the White House to expedite vaccine approval.
If, in fact, it looks like that vaccine is safe and effective, I will take the vaccine when it's available to me.
Dr. Anthony Fauci said a vaccine could be ready soon, but added that it likely won't be used widely until late 2021. Earlier Thursday, a former advisor to Vice President Mike Pence, who served on the coronavirus task force, blasted Mr. Trump's response to COVID-19.
He doesn't actually care about anyone else.
In a video endorsing Joe Biden, Olivia Troy alleged the president said this about meeting his own supporters.
The president said, maybe this COVID thing is a good thing. I don't have to shake hands with these disgusting people.
The president questioned Troy's credibility.
She has nothing to do with me. I don't know her. I never met her.
The president's appearance last night in Wisconsin was not socially distanced, and few people wore masks. It was just the opposite for Democrat Joe Biden's CNN town hall at a minor league ballpark in Moosic, Pennsylvania. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
One after the other, Pennsylvania voters asked Joe Biden what he would do differently to address the coronavirus pandemic.
What plan do you have in place to keep us from contracting COVID-19 virus in our workplace?
And that requires us to have rapid testing, the protective gear available from the very beginning, like this president hasn't done.
How will you get the proper messaging out to all Americans?
What presidents say matter. I will make it clear what is needed to be done.
One thing Biden wants Americans to do is wear a mask, but his stance on that has changed. First, he called for a national mandate.
Let's institute a mask mandate nationwide.
But when we asked him to clarify his stance earlier this month, he conceded he might not have the authority.
You can't do things the Constitution doesn't allow you the power to do.
So last night, Biden said he would mandate masks on federal property.
If you're on federal land, you must wear a mask, and we could have a fine for them not doing it. Look, this is about saving people's lives.
Biden said it's an irresponsible Trump administration that's cost people their rights.
You lost your freedom because he didn't act. The freedom to go to that ball game, the freedom of your kid to go to school, the freedom to see your mom or dad in the hospital because of failure to act responsibly.
In Seattle, a federal judge has blocked major and controversial operational changes that were instituted by the new Postmaster General. after a lawsuit against the Postal Service and the Trump administration. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The judge called the changes politically motivated, and he's issued a nationwide injunction. 14 states had sued, among their demands that all election mail be treated as first-class mail, and they called for the replacement of mail sorting machines that had been removed.
Alabama and Florida Gulf Coast towns are slowly drying out after Hurricane Sally, but the water is still high in many areas.
This is the worst we've ever had up here in rain and flooding. Even through Michael, the rain's been a whole lot worse.
CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is in Pensacola.
We're not seeing necessarily widespread damage, but heavy damage in pockets where there are boats that are scattered, that are leaning on houses, where buildings have had their roofs basically peeled off by the storm.
Nearly 400,000 customers are still without power in Florida and Alabama. In California, there are new mandatory evacuation orders for communities on the north side of the San Gabriel Mountains, where the so-called Bobcat wildfire is threatening property and lives. These people got out quickly.
Scary. You don't know what's going
to
happen.
I just, you know, pray that we come back to a home. And if we don't, oh, gosh, it's just stuff.
Fire officials say the body of a firefighter reported missing in the San Bernardino National Forest has been found. And this just in, the Commerce Department says the U.S. will ban downloads of the apps WeChat and TikTok starting this Sunday. A New Jersey woman claims Facebook is spying on her through her Instagram account and her smartphone camera. Now she's suing the company. Earlier this summer, media reports said the Instagram app had been accessing iPhone cameras even when their owners weren't actively using them. Tom Hanks helped make Forrest Gump a classic.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
The movie version won 6 Oscars, including Best Actor and Best Picture in 1995. But its life began well before that as a novel nearly a decade earlier. Forrest Gump's author, Winston Groom, has died in Fairhope, Alabama. He wrote 15 other books, but once said Forrest Gump's success made him, quote, happy as a pig in sunshine. Winston Groom was 77. Today marks the 50th anniversary of the death of one of rock's most influential musicians, a guitar master who died way too young. CBS's Steve Futterman remembers the great Jimi Hendrix.
He was one of the late 60s musicians who revolutionized rock music. Jimi Hendrix was a virtuoso on the electric guitar. Hendrix was never understated. His most celebrated performance was his version of the Star Spangled Banner at the 1969 Woodstock Music Festival. He began largely as a studio musician, then a brief but influential solo career. There would be a series of well-known recordings. Purple Haze, Foxy Lady, and a version of Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
He came and went quickly. Jimi Hendrix died at the age of 27 after overdosing on drugs. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Judaism's high holy days begin at sundown with the first night of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. In Israel, COVID-19 means this year is so much different from any other. Fewer people going to synagogue and no large gatherings allowed. More from CBS's Robert Berger.
It's a somber Rosh Hashanah here in Israel under a second lockdown due to the coronavirus. Large gatherings are banned.
The lockdown is very sad for all of us. To not be with our family makes the holiday feel just a bit empty.
But Jews dip apples in honey in the hope of a sweet new year and better times. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, September 18th, 2020. The broadcast is produced by Paul Farry. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.